The Military Channel has become officially American Heroes Channel, and to sort of kick that off, they've got a special six-part series, which debuts tonight at 10 o'clock, called Against the Odds, and it takes a look at military veteran people who served in the military and things that they went through during their time of service. And we have with us U.S. Marine John Legato, who joins us, who served during Vietnam. What was your time of service during that war, John?
Well, I 66 through 69 and got out, was wounded, and got out about a year early.
Now, they're featuring you involved in the Battle of Hue? Is that how you pronounce that?
No, it's Way, W-A-Y.
Okay, but spelled H-U-E. So
it's a tricky one. I guess it's French, which Way was a beautiful French city, unlike anything you can visualize that people have of Vietnam. It was just like you would be in France.
I suppose when you get into the military, you start learning all different languages or pronunciations, or when they send you someplace, you soon quickly find out how to pronounce it.
Quickly.
So let me talk a little bit about the piece that they have featured on you. Take me back to that time and how you survived that battle.
Well, the Tet Offensive was to end the Vietnam War in 68. Obviously, it didn't end until the 70s, but the North Vietnamese, it was a truce, their New Year, Lunar New Year, and they violated the truce, obviously, and launched a countrywide assault with the intent to kill innocent civilians, slaughter them, and inflict heavy casualties on U.S. military personnel. So the keystone to that countrywide attack was Way City, which was their cultural center. And they had 10,000 NVA, which is regular troops, which took the city on 30 January. And on 31 January, 150 Marines from Phubai were dispatched to Way City, not knowing that inside that city was 10,000 of the enemy.
And tell me a little bit about the struggles you went through during that time and how, at this point, let me go back just a bit. Was this kind of your first involvement with any kind of conflict or any kind of meeting the enemy, so to speak?
Oh, no. I got to Vietnam in 67, and I had been through the siege at Con Tien and been in numerous firefights. In fact, when we saddled up to go to Way, they said it was a routine mission and that we would be back by noon. And because I had been in combat, I was salty, and I didn't even put on a pair of socks. So I went into Way with sockless and one bandolier of ammo. We had no idea. We had no intelligence of the massive troops that were in Way City. But although I had been in combat, I had never seen anything like Way City, where the enemy was up close and personal. The best example I can give is on the first night we were in homes. We were in French homes in a city. And across the street, 30 yards, 30 feet away, was North Vietnamese soldiers who screamed at us all night. You know, you die Marine. I mean, it was that close. So it was an amazing battle. And you saw the enemy up close and personal.
We're talking today with former U.S. Marine John Legato, who is part of the six-part series Against the Odds, where they also feature veterans from World War II, Korea, as well as Iraq. I understand you had kind of a showing, and you also got to meet some of the other people that had are featured in this. Tell me a little about that camaraderie that maybe has developed or getting to know some of these folks.
Well, most of the guys that came up here I had actually served with as a 19-year-old. And, you know, as we hobbled off the planes and the buses, it was phenomenal, because what they did is they marched 1,500 active duty Marines into Camp Lejeune's base theater, and they premiered The Way City. And it was awesome to be with these young Marines. And although they might have heard of the Battle of Way, I don't think they really understood the tremendous odds we were against. And it was wonderful to have these guys, you know, we're all in our late 60s, early 70s now, to be able to interact with the young Marines and pass on the knowledge that we gained and get from them. Believe me, you get motivated by being around young Marines.
Does it take you back to a different time for you, too, sort of looking in their eyes and sort of seeing maybe a young version of yourself?
Well, a slimmer young version of myself. It does. The Marine Corps is timeless. You know, I think that the Marine Corps was founded in 1775 in a bar in Philadelphia, and I think that Marines from 1775 to 2014 are Marines. Very little difference. We have the same training, basically the same training, and we have the same attitude. You know, we will adapt, improvise, and overcome to any environment against any odds, and we've done it time and time again.
How is that carried out into your civilian life? And what, obviously you can't be defined by a one part of your life, but how has that taken you through these years? Here we are in 2014.
Well, it's a very good question. I think that guys that go through, you know, the military are not clock watchers. They're mission-oriented, and that's their goal, to accomplish a mission, whether it's a report for your boss or to get a construction job done on time. You want military personnel. You know, they've already proven themselves, and they're creative. They think outside the box, which is not what the American public thinks of when they think of the military. A lot of the public doesn't view us as creative, outside-the-box thinkers, but you would want former Marines and military personnel. You want to hire them.
I never thought about the juxtaposition. We think about the regiment of the military and following these rules. But as you know, when you get into combat, into battle, it's really all about improvising to a point.
Well, it was at Way City, and I'm sure it was in a lot of other battles. You're absolutely right. We had no training. We were adapted to jungle warfare, the rice paddies, the monsoons, you know, the leeches and all that. When we got into Way City, we had never had one day of training in urban warfare. And what was amazing is that the way that we instinctively breached buildings or cleared rooms, that we figured it out instantly, and we were doing it correctly, as they, you know, they taught it later on in law enforcement or in later military training, which they do get house-to-house training now, combat training. We never had it, but we learned quickly.
How long after this did you put this behind you, and or was it something that you always talked about? And when they came to approach you about putting you in this part of this Against the Odds on the new American Heroes channel, what were your thoughts about doing that?
Well, I think most guys in combat, one of the things was different from Vietnam than any other war that we've, at least World War One, Two, Korea, and Iraq and Afghanistan, is that they all went over in units. They trained in the States, and they deployed in units, and they fought, and they came back in units, and they had that support system. But Vietnam, it was all individual replacements. You went over alone, you came back alone, and therefore most Vietnam guys never, it took them many years to be able to talk about it, because they really didn't have anybody to talk about it with. And it's just great now, and you know, anybody that's been in a tremendous life-changing crisis situation, it affects you, and it affects everybody differently.
Well, people can see all the different effects that it had on the people and the country throughout the eras. So World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, all featured as part of the six-part series Against the Odds, premieres tonight at 10 on American Heroes Channel, formerly known as the Military Channel. They've rebranded so they can kind of expand some of their programming. But, John, we appreciate your time today, and thank you again for your service to our country.
Well, thank you.